Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And welcome back. We're darting across Connecticut in Prospect today, and we are at Brunch House. And it's great because they opened up early for us. And we asked a bunch of people, can you come in early and patronize the place? And that's what we got. We got a bunch of listeners in. Paul and Donna came in from Naugatuck, although they have their daughter who lives in town. Our good buddy Ryan on his way to work in Southington. And I have some folks to say hello to who just walked in as well. So if you're on your way to work or wherever you're headed, just come by and say hi. And the food is great. It's family-run business. It's open, nice wooden tabletops, and the food is great. So we would love for you to say hello. Obviously, we go to every place, and we try to let you know everything that's going on, all the things that are available in these areas, and we always learn stuff. Holiday Hill Day Camp is on the
Prospect Cheshire.
Cheshire. So yeah. Part of it's in one town, part of it's in the other?
Yeah.
What's on main?
It's all in Prospect.
It is. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We're here with Mike Youngman, who is the executive director at the camp. It's a day camp, but it also is an event space. Can you sort of describe, because what makes a ton of sense, we talked to the camp current folks, it's like, why not utilize the space, maybe not 12 months, but certainly more than 3 or 4. So tell us what you guys do.
So there's a few parts to the business. So we have the summer camp, obviously, which was why I'm here. The outing part of it, which has the school events, May to camp starts, every school from New York and Connecticut, Rhode Island, they're all coming here. And then there's the other part of the business, which is going to be the corporations that come in, the churches, family reunions.
So you do a lot of outings. So you could do how many in a family would you need to, because you guys are a huge pool.
It's massive. A minimum of 50, though. So, right. If we keep the gates open down below, people come up with their towels and their bathing suit, and hey, can we get a day pass? But it's not open to the public. It's just you need a minimum of 50 people.
It seems like such a good concept. You say people come from all over because this – I know I'll get to the day camp, but, there aren't a lot of places that do that, right? It seems with the ability to have a pool and all this other stuff.
It's more of the experience. You're a family of four. Your kids are going to Lake Compounds. They're going to Six Flags.
Right.
And they can't just go to Holiday Hill. So, it's there's a historical component to it where, when they were kids, they probably went there on their 8th grade trip and their high school trips, and the schools keep coming. It's really a great place. I remember when I first started working here about 17 years ago.
Been there that long?
Yeah, I told everyone I was working at Holiday Hill, and it's just that place where, I went there for this, I went there for that. And I was the only person that didn't know anything about the place. But, everyone I was, talking to your co-host here, his son was going here last Monday. It's just that kind of place where everyone kind of goes to it.
It looks great. And the summer day camp, it's when it starts, when the ages, give it, and is it full for the summer? Give us the data.
Yeah, it's so we start on June 23rd and we go through, it's 8-week program.
So they're all 1 week?
No, two-week sessions.
Okay.
We've been on a wait list since about February.
Jeez.
So we fill up pretty good. It's It's in high demand. I mean, I'm pulling. We have buses coming from Stanford this year. Stanford,
bringing
Westport.
Kids in.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. About 50, 55 bus stops or so. Over 30 buses.
That must be a difficult one to coordinate from your standpoint.
We have a good bus company. So.
listen, so what is the value proposition? Because there's camps everywhere, right? I mean, what makes it appealing?
One thing I've learned in my time doing this, I've been a camp director for about 24 years. It's, you know, all camps are going to have their shiny toys and their zip lines and their high ropes and archery. But, I mean, I think the staffing is really... was going to put us apart from anyone else. So staffing in our facility. I mean, the facility is great. The chefs and the food is great. We provide breakfast and lunch every day. So, but our staff is, you know, I have over 35 certified teachers that work there and 170 staff or so. So, I mean,
So you get a bunch of good summer gig for educators.
Yes.
And then a bunch of college kids. Is that how is
college
that the
model? Kids. And then, you know, we hire, you know, at 16, but we're not hiring anyone we don't know at 16. So, I mean, it's there's over 200 applicants right now trying to get jobs.
Well, that's what I want to ask you, because just about every industry we talk. This is our 25th time we've done, and we talked to businesses from breakfast places to industrial manufacturers, right? And labor is a massive issue for everybody. But kids need summer jobs too. So, like, have you never had a problem, or did you have a dip like post pandemic, or kids today don't want to work? Blah blah blah.
I mean, I have not been affected by it. So I know a lot of, you know, I'm very into the industry of camping, and a lot of camps had issues in COVID 2020, 2021, but I've never ran into any issues with staffing. People are just happy to work there. I mean, it's very much that place where I don't have a lot of turnover every year. And if I have turnover, it's because they're doing, you know, internships, that kind of stuff. But, I mean, people just really enjoy working there.
So what's the age range of the campers?
We take three-year-olds. So three-year-olds
what?
Up until, yeah, 3 years
that's
old.
That's bananas.
15, yeah. It's my wife's actually a principal in Waterbury, so I have, like, half her staff on the camp staff. So, I mean, it's, yeah, no, we have little ones.
Where are you from originally?
From New York originally.
Wow. How do you like it up here?
I've been here, moved to New Haven in 2000. I went to school here, graduated. I taught in New Haven for 15 years. And I'm going on year three of doing this full time. So it's been great.
How do you like the transition? So it's sort of like your work is when you used to have off, and you have off when you used to be working, right? Your schedule got inverted.
No, I'm always working, man. We open up registration in November, October, November for summer camp. So I'm nonstop working, but it's, you know, I miss teaching. I miss the kids. Everyone always says, oh, I'm so glad you got to teach. And I'm like, nah, that wasn't me. I was like, I loved it. I loved going to work every day, but, you know, I really enjoy doing this a
lot. Well, you're also, I mean, in a lot of ways, you're still helping kids.
Yeah.
So it's still in the service of helping children. But I, you know, as a dad who has two sons, one of our elementary schools, there was only one male faculty member. Like, males in education are important. It's that there was a gender imbalance where I was, and I think that having good balance in educators. So my point is, like, male teachers and educators are, like, worth their weight in gold. So I'm sure you did great work. Again, you can go to holidayhill.com. Now, if you want to, you can do the event stuff, but the camp's full for the summer.
It is, yeah.
Okay, so if they want to try to get in for next summer, they just have to get
in.
Yeah,
this, I tell all families that call now, join the wait list just so next year when I open up registration, we open about 3 days before before we open to the public, we open up to everyone that's been on the wait list and everyone that's been registered. So I just say you join the wait list now and you'll get those emails right away.
So you prioritize the campers have already been there,
yeah.
Then the wait list, then the general public.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense. Again, holidayhill.com. Mike, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
It's great being here.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.